গৌরান্বিতায়, গৌরান্বিতায় যায়া গৌরান্বিতায়। জয় রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর, রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর রাধে, জয় রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর, রাধা শ্যাম সুন্দর রাধে। প্রভুপাদ 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 জয় শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ, জয় জয় প্রভুপাদ 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 জয় শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। নিতাই গৌর হরে বারিব হরিব গৌর হরিব, শিল প্রভুপাদ কি শ্রী শ্রী গৌর নিতাই কি শ্রী রাধ শ্যাম সুন্দর লিত শাখ দেবী কি গৌর প্রেমানন্দী। ওম জ্ঞান তিমরন্দস্য জ্ঞানঞ্জনা শলাকায় চক্ষুরুন্মীলিতম জেন তস্মাই শ্রী গুরুবে নমঃ। I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master, Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, opened the eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. So I told myself, don't forget my glasses, but I forgot my glasses. But I was, that's okay. It's a small verse. I just found something in the Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter. We've all heard of Bhagavad Gita, even in the famous plane crash in India, unfortunately, but they seem to have found a Bhagavad Gita as it is. Intact, they're advertising like that. So Krishna, he Ahang Bija Pradapita, he's the original father. Krishna is the supreme father. Even Brahma, Lord Brahma, the first created being, especially in the third canto, he's glorifying Krishna as the supreme father. And Arjuna, his eternal associate, Krishna tells Arjuna, there was never a time when we did not exist. All the soldiers are there, they're ready for a big battle. Arjuna's having concerns about fighting with friends, relatives, teachers, cousins, uncles. He's feeling really, really sorry about the whole thing. But Krishna's convincing him that nahanyate hanyamani sharire, that the soul is eternal, that we are eternal, ever-existing, undying. We're existing now, we've existed in the past, and we continue to exist in the future. So with any religion or any set of beliefs, we all need to have faith. Some faith has to be there, that obviously there's some intelligence that's coordinating the whole universe and all the planetary systems, what to speak of the varieties of life, fruits and flowers, varieties of human beings, the amount of aquatics and birds and animals. But human life is very special and very rare. And what is that consciousness? You know, like where does the intelligence and mind and all that fit in? I don't think it happens from a big bang, from a big explosion in outer space. All of a sudden you have so much unity and so much harmony and so much intelligent focus behind the whole atmosphere. So Arjuna, he was playing the role of wanting to know, well, what is the purpose of life? You know, and how do I, okay, I need to find someone who's self-realized. What does he, how does he speak? How does he walk? How does he talk? And he was curious. He said, I want to see your manifestation in this world, your universal form, because the universe has a lot of depth and a lot of intelligent composition to it. So in verse, I think, 1143, caught my eye because it says, you are the father of this complete cosmic manifestation of the moving and the non-moving. You are its worshipable chief, the supreme spiritual master. No one is equal to you, nor can anyone no one is equal to you, nor can anyone be one with you. How then could there be anyone greater than you within the three worlds, O Lord of the immeasurable, of immeasurable power? So it said the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is worshipable as a father is worshipable for his son. He is the spiritual master because he originally gave the Vedic instruction to Brahma, and presently he is also instructing Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Therefore, he's the original spiritual master. And any bona fide spiritual master at the present moment must be a descendant in the line of disciplic succession stemming from Krishna. Without being a representative of Krishna, one cannot become a teacher or spiritual master of transcendental subject matter. The Lord is being paid obeisances in all respects. He is of immeasurable greatness. No one can be greater than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, because no one is equal to or higher than Krishna within any manifestation, spiritual or material. Everyone is below him. No one can excel him. This is stated in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. There's more. But it's describing Ekale Ishvar Krishna Arsa Britya, that Krishna, Ekale, only Krishna, Ekale Ishvar Krishna, he's a supreme controller. So many times people question, well, why is it that the material world exists anyway? Why is there a prison house? Because if one is not behaving according to the law of the state or breaking the rules and regulations and he becomes harmful to other living entities, there's a prison house. But Krishna, he's such Chidananda Vigra, eternal, full of bliss, full of knowledge, and we have those same qualities. We also, that spark of life that's keeping the body alive, that's eternally existing. And we have our place in the spiritual world. Somehow, philosophically, it's deep that we've come to this material existence because we forgot our relationship with Krishna. So religion, and particularly Prabhupada was asked in London by a reporter, so what have you come, why have you come to London? He said to give you this message, or what? Why you here? He said, just to remind you for what you have forgotten. And what is that? God. What is God consciousness? So Srila Prabhupada, he is carrying the message of Krishna and Balaram, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And because Bhagavad Gita is being explained by a pure devotee who has seen the absolute truth, then so many are being attracted, naturally attracted, to this process, because everyone in this world is very busy for I, me, and mine, my country, my nationality, that I need to work hard, make a living so that I can take care of the family, take care of the children, and create a nice, comfortable situation, because with money I can enjoy all the different things which are available, nice car, nice home, nice food, nice clothes, and be happy in this way. But ultimately, very quickly, the body starts deteriorating, and that youth I mean, who remembers when they were just a small child or even 18? How old are you? 37 already. So, you know, I thought he was in his 20s. But anyway, it goes very quickly. Remember, we all were curious, especially in the 70s. I was into transcendental meditation and music and seeing the devotees chanting on the street, singing and dancing. And I was reading Bhagavad Gita by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. It was only 6 chapters, but a lot of impersonalism, a lot of speculation. There wasn't any clear direction as to what am I supposed to do? Philosophy is, a lot of big philosophers are giving so many philosophical conclusions. But when Prabhupada is speaking in Bhagavad Gita very clearly, tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnananas tattva darshana. Try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service. The self-realized soul will impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. And this is what this verse here is further explaining. It says, Natasya karyam karanam cha vijite natatsamas cha vyadhikas cha drishyate. The Supreme Lord Krishna has senses and a body like the ordinary man, but for him, there's no difference between the senses, his body, his mind, and himself. Foolish persons who do not perfectly know him say that Krishna is different from his soul, mind, heart, and everything else. Krishna is absolute. Therefore, his activities and potencies are supreme. It is also stated that although he does not have senses like ours, he can perform all sensory activities. Therefore, his senses are neither imperfect nor limited. No one can be greater than him. No one can be equal to him. Everyone is lower than him. So it's describing that Krishna, we're made in the image of God. I mean, how is it that this Bang theory would know to produce hands that can work, fingers that move, and the nails, and what to speak of eyes and ears and nose and taste, tongue? All this is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that the Bhagavad Gita in the Srimad Bhagavatam are the guidance for all of us. And we may just dismiss it that, oh yes, I've heard the philosophy, it's good philosophy, but I'm very busy. But this philosophy, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, especially coming together, and it's structured in a very scientific way, that we have the early morning program, early to bed, early to rise, makes a person healthy, wealthy, and wise. So we get rise early in the morning because materialistic persons are up all night looking for happiness, playing, you know, going to the club and searching out some happiness and satisfaction because they're thinking that this body is limited. I got to get as much enjoyment that I can because once this body is finished, everything is finished. And Prabhupada often quoted that when he visited Russia, Professor Kotovsky, who was in charge of the religious or the Sanskrit department in Russia, Moscow, he was saying, Swamiji, when the body is finished, everything is finished. So this is not the proper understanding. I don't know if we have in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Sanatan Goswami, who was a minister, very highly in charge of the whole Bengal government, pretty much. And he's saying that everyone is praising that you're intelligent, Sanatan Goswami. You have great wisdom. You know Sanskrit. You know Arabic. And everyone is glorifying Sanatan Goswami for that. But he tells Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I am so learned that I don't know who I am. Who am I? You know, that what is the purpose of my life? So these questions, should be asked that life is going to continue after this body is finished. So how do I actually awaken my spiritual life? Janma karma chame divyam evam yoviti tatpataha. One who understands that Krishna, he's the supreme person, he's our father. He actually is loving every one of us, and his mission is to reestablish religious principles and to bring everyone back home, back to the spiritual kingdom. We may think, well, there's so many living entities who are wandering in this world, why only a select few? It's just like many people may be purchasing costume jewelry, but only very few come to get the diamond, the real essence. So this Bahunang Jamanamante Gyanavan Mang Prapade Tangsita Vasudeva Sarmiti Sa Mahatma Sudurlaba. One who's a Mahatma, a great soul, is one who's actually taking up this science of Krishna consciousness. Because we're wandering throughout the world, throughout this universe. If you look on some of the scientific channels, they show you the thousands and hundreds of thousands, millions of planets and universes, and there's life here, life there. So how do we have guidance? How do we have understanding? Do we just read books, or do we, by our own intelligence, by our own strength, that I'm going to understand the purpose and goal of life? This is the idea that we need to have guidance and a teacher. Whatever you want to do in this world, you need guidance. I was studying drums when I was really young, so I went to a teacher. You get the books and you study the rudiments and you hear how are they playing and how are they doing. So with spiritual life, this is something that's not just a hobby. It's not just something that, oh, yeah, it's interesting, but I have to carry on with my life. At a very young age, we took up this Krishna consciousness to help or to assist, to be part of the Sankirtan movement. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 500 years ago. It's all in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And all he and his associates were busy doing the Yuga Dharma. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parashajam Jagnai Sankirtan Prayarya Janti Hisumeda Saha. So the sacrifice that's being performed for this age, Kali Yuga, is the chanting of the holy names. So we're all coming together, we're chanting and dancing. Srila Prabhupada, when he came to New York, so much difficulty, so much struggle, but he was simply chanting 3 hours a day, 4 hours a day in Tompkins Square Park. Many of the devotees were there for the Rath Yatra. I think they got rained out too, didn't it? It was a little bit of a rainy day. So the rain is pouring down. So Srila Prabhupada would just be chanting and couldn't, at first when he arrived in Boston on the ship, he couldn't, how is this going to happen? How are the people in this Kali Yuga are so much controlled by lust and greed, by modes of passion and ignorance? How will they take up this Krishna consciousness? So it's not something that we can stumble upon. We need guidance, and we need to follow this process of bhakti. Bhakti is a beautiful, it's a love and a loving exchange. Patrang pushpang palang toyang yome bhaktya prayachati. The Krishna says, offer me a fruit, flower. I will accept it with bhakti, with love. Yeah. Yat karoshi yad shnasi yad jahoshi didasi yat yat tapasyasti konti yat tad kurushvam madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever activity you perform, do it as a sacrifice for Krishna. And the Krishna consciousness movement has provided a shelter for everyone. We see the world is totally in disorder. Everyone is fighting and everyone's looking for, you know, monetary or control. And no matter how many the League of Nations and the United Nations, more flags are coming, and it's there's more division now. So the difficulties of the material world are janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, birth, old age, disease, and death. And this is something that no one can avoid. We all have this embodiment. We're encaged in the body, entrapped in the material world. And however we lead our life, at the time of death, we'll have a certain mentality. Yang bapi smaran bhavam tyajat yante kalivaram. Whatever consciousness we've developed by our activities throughout our whole life, that state will attain without fail. As you sow, so you shall reap. So Krishna consciousness, we're teaching, avoid the sinful activities. No intoxication, no gambling, no illicit sex, no meat eating. But positively, the utsahan nischayat daryat tat tat karma pravartana. Enthusiasm, determination, patience. Satitan kirta yanto mang yatantas chadridhavrata. Always chanting my glories, singing and dancing. So by hearing daily the Srimad Bhagavatam, by hearing the stories of Lord Ramchandra, all the different incarnations are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But the importance is that there are the questions and answers between disciple and guru. If we want to understand Krishna consciousness, we have to simply take up the process of chanting. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kaluva Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranyata. In this age of Kali, the only process, because we're not great philosophers and we don't have a long duration of life, so by chanting Krishna's holy name, we're associating with Krishna. By glorifying Krishna, by decorating the deities and serving the deities, and trying to develop these devotional qualities, Krishna recognizes that we're giving this knowledge to others. Krishna says, there's no one more dear to me than he who's spreading this message of Krishna consciousness. So we want to encourage the devotees. And we've been having a lot of festivals in Vrindavan. I don't know how many have been. Everyone's been to Vrindavan Dham in India? You should come. Very, very wonderful. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. We have, it's just very exciting to see the devotees chanting, dancing, seeing all the holy places of Krishna's Leela, and just seeing the devotion and the enthusiasm of the devotees who are practicing this bhakti. And it's something real, just like a hungry person. He's hungry, but the more and more he takes his prasad or food, no one has to tell him that now you're no longer hungry, you're becoming satisfied. He experiences himself that by the process of chanting, and by hearing and associating, wanting to serve the devotees, developing these qualities of appreciation and gratitude for the guru parampara, there's an unbroken chain of evang parampara praptam imang rajarshayo vidhu. So Krishna, he originally gave the Vedic literature to Lord Brahma. He created the universe. First of all, the Lord expands himself as Mahavishnu, and from Mahavishnu came the transcendental lotus. And in that lotus, the 14 planetary systems are available, all the planets and all the ingredients for the universe. And Lord Brahma, he performed austerities. So the Lord within the heart, Tene Brahma Hridayadikavaye Muyanti Yatsuryaha, he revealed. The Veda means knowledge, and Vedic knowledge gives knowledge of everything. The military art, the philosophy of self-realization. And the Vedic literature is the oldest literature, originally in Sanskrit, Devanagari. And by reciting the Vedic literature, it actually awakens our transcendental senses, which are covered over. Just like you may have a beautiful diamond full of dust, if you polish it, the brilliance will shine through. So this Cheto Darpanam Marjanam Bhava Mahadevagni Nirvapanam, by chanting Krishna's holy name and by hearing Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and the Vedic literature, and by rendering service, devotional service, not that simply we hear nice philosophy, yeah, it sounds okay. No, but participate, be involved, and render some service. And if we ask questions, we ask in a very, how you say, reverential way, not simply challenging. When you go to a school and they tell you do like this, you say, well, why I should do like this? I want to do it this way. I don't want to do it that way. So then, you know, that's not actually the best way for learning. So the Krishna consciousness movement is giving an opportunity for everyone to experience and awaken their eternal life, spiritual life. It's not just something imaginary or fictitious. The reality becomes more and more vivid and more solid as you practice this process of Harinam, of bhakti. It may seem over simplistic that simply by chanting Krishna's holy name, one can awaken their love for God and have eternal life. Yes, and this is the way it's done. This Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atman, Nivedanam. You start by hearing and chanting, then naturally you remember, and naturally your genuine enthusiasm and your being enlivened in Krishna consciousness will develop. But we should hear the lectures, read the books, and follow the process. It's a wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Just the basic, it may seem like a basic ABC class. Father's Day, we got to get to the essence. Yes.
Thank you, Hare Krishna Prabhu. So you were saying that Lord Krishna and Chandani Mahamantra is everything. It leads to everything, and it is enough. The Mahamantra is enough. But very often I've seen that devotees sometimes they go out and they also indulge in singing praises of demigods. What would you have to say about that?
Well, if one is praising the demigods, just like the gopis were worshiping Katyayani for the purpose of having Krishna as their husband. But in this world, people, they perform dharma, artha, kama, moksha, means they perform their religious activities, and sometimes it means, according to Karma Kanda section of Vedas, there's certain sacrifices to have a beautiful body, to become wealthy, to become powerful, to have a beautiful wife, and so many allurements are there so that one at least recognizes the higher authority. And by worshiping the demigods, one is really not achieving the goal of his eternal existence. Because even if you go to the higher planets or receive the benedictions of the demigods, it's all temporary. And it says that one who's performing this deity or the worship of demigods, he is being misled, because Krishna is the ultimate source of everything. Just like when in Nanda Maharaj and the Brijavasis were worshiping Indra so that the rains would come, because if the rain is not coming, how will the grass and all the herbs be nourished? So they had all the paraphernalia for worship ready, but Krishna, he didn't want them to worship Indra. He wanted to worship Gomata and Govardhan, who are giving the real nutrition for everyone, that the Lord is actually providing everything. So Indra became very upset and started wanting to cause so much trouble. But ultimately, Krishna protected everyone as Giridhari. He lifted Govardhan Hill, 7 years old. And we're thinking these activities which are described in the Vedic literature seem like mythological, like something beyond understanding. But God is the most powerful. He has unlimited universes or planets floating in outer space. For him to lift a little hill is not a big issue. And there are many, many superhuman heroic acts that Krishna performed. So worshiping the demigods is being misled. Just like Bali Maharaj also, when Vamana Dev was going to take 3 steps of land, Shukracharya, his guru, said, no, don't surrender. He's Vishnu. He'll take everything from you. Because ritualistically, they wanted to continue being supported and taken care of. So demigod worship is mixed with material desires. And if you have material desires, you have to remain in the material world. So better we take up the service of Krishna, Ekale Ishwar Krishna Arsa Britya. He's the only supreme controller, and the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktarang Jagatapasang Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, that all sacrifice is meant for Krishna. He controls everything. He is Bhoktarang Jagatapasang Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suhridang Sarbhutanam Gyatvamang Shanti Mrishtati. He's a friend of every living being, and simply by worshiping Krishna, you automatically are performing your duties for worshiping all the demigods, because all the demigods are servants of Krishna. Oh, yes, Mataji has a question. Oh, no? Oh, I thought you were waving like that. Is she just waving hello? Oh. Any other questions, or everyone's ready for prasad? There's a switch there, middle, up. He is a microphone guru. See, he makes it work. If you have a guru, then it works.
Thanks, Pandita Govinda. Hare Krishna, very nice class. I am impressed by your erudition. A question, though, if to fully understand Krishna, do you have to be converted to Krishna consciousness? Or, I know you can't understand Lord Jesus if you're not converted. Do you have to be converted to understand Lord Krishna?
So in order to understand Krishna, do we have to be converted? Prabhupada said, he never said like that. He said, if you're following Christianity, if you're following your religion and you're developing love for God, that's very, very nice. And it's not like... Like we described before, like the sunshine, it's not a, you know, Hindu sun or a Christian sun or Jewish sun or Muslim sun. Sun is meant for everyone, sunshine. So God is the father of everyone. And there may be different historical religious texts which are guiding us according to ritual, tradition, and cultural worship. But the essence is that we're servants of God, and we're meant to love and serve God. So naturally, all the godly qualities should be developing by following your process. Because if someone's religion is to kill the animals or kill the cow, and somebody says, well, that's not my religion, that's your religion. So the Vedic culture is very scientifically structured so that every individual, doesn't matter whether they come from a poor family, a rich family, a white family, a black family, in any condition of life, they're eligible, because this is only a simple temporary covering. The body is a temporary covering for the soul. We shouldn't think that the dog has a dog soul, or the pig has a pig soul, and the bird, he's got a bird soul. Every soul is the same. It's eternal, spiritual, ever-existing, undying. It has its godly qualities. But the human form is just the point where we can actually, again, awaken our forgotten consciousness of God, love for God, a way of awakening that love for God. I mean, sometimes people say, well, why do you have to shave your head and wear robes? Prabhupada was asked on one television interview, why do you shave your head? He said, we keep clean. We like to keep, it's a hygiene thing. Yes, we like to keep clean. You know, people ask so many questions. And of course, we put the tilak, marking the body as a temple of Lord. And also wearing the different clothing, like dhoti. And when you hear the descriptions in the Bhagavatam of Krishna, he's got a beautiful, you know, yellow dhoti and chadar. And it looks like they come from a different place. But it's not restricted just to that. Anyone can become God conscious from any walk of life. But we're introducing a simple process of chanting Krishna's holy name. Like, hallowed be thy name, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, one should worship the name of God. So we chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So do it, chant it, hear it, and it'll become clearer and clearer. Thank you. Any other questions, comment?
Any reflection, question, comment?
Nice. Okay. So thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.